With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Donald Trump hosted Apple CEO Tim Cook for a Friday evening dinner at the president-elect's Mar-a-Lago resort. Mr. Trump has said he's recently spoken with Cook about the company's long-running tax battles with the European Union. Also on SRNews.com, a rare twister may have swept through the city by the bay today.
San Francisco residents woke up to the first ever tornado warning Saturday. National Weather Service meteorologist Dalton Berenger in California.
We have several reports of trees down. There are a few reports coming in of roof damage on a few buildings, some siding damage on some buildings as well.
He says tornadoes in San Francisco are rare. The last time one blew through, 2005, there was no warning.
That's correspondent Julie Walker reporting. The head of America's premier small business advocacy group says the tax bill President Trump enacted during his first term breathed new life into small business owners around the country.
Whether it's hiring more people, paying more wages, giving them more benefits, or just reinvesting back into machinery and equipment to make their businesses grow. And so super critical that that gets extended.
Alfredo Ortiz, president and CEO of the Job Creators Network, was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. A large number of mysterious drones have been reported flying over parts of New Jersey. In recent weeks, more recently have been spotted over New York City, sparking speculation and concern over who sent them and why. The suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare's CEO has added a prominent defense lawyer to his legal team as Manhattan prosecutors work to return him from Pennsylvania to face a murder charge. This is SRN News. Congress will consider a ban on sex change operations for kids.
Republican Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas has introduced the Safeguarding the Overall Protection of Minors Act. It would make it illegal for a doctor to perform sex change surgery on anybody under the age of 18. Marshall says, quote, "The days of demented doctors and activists getting rich off mutilating and sterilizing children are over." A growing number of states have already passed their own measures outlawing such procedures on children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration has withdrawn a proposed overhaul of workplace apprenticeship programs aimed at forcing businesses to recruit more homosexuals. The Department of Labor had touted its plan as a way to modernize and diversify on-the-job training programs, but business groups said the rule change would have driven up costs, reduced their flexibility, and ultimately decreased participation. This is SRN News. A lockdown alert was sent out today via social media at a military base in Georgia.
One person killed after a shooting at Fort Eisenhower, the Army installation near Augusta, Georgia. The incident happening in housing on the military base. The shooter under arrest, and the base says it appears to be an isolated incident. Fort Eisenhower was locked down for about an hour. It is home to the U.S. Army Cyber Command. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
U.S. Marines have begun a partial transfer from Okinawa to Guam, 12 years after Japan and the U.S. agreed on their realignment to reduce the heavy burden of American troop presence on the southern Japanese island. The relocation began Saturday with 100 members of the 3rd Marine Expeditionary Force stationed on Okinawa moving to the Pacific Island. The U.S. Marine Corps and Japan's Defense Ministry made the announcement in a joint statement. More details at SRNews.com.